right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Oh, let's see, Miss Shirley. As I go through the archives of prankanostrophe and try to... Well, that sounded good, didn't it? That prankanostrophe get y'all something to really listen to. All right, this right here is the drug test. A lot of people flinch up when they hear that. This right here is the drug. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Faye, please.
This is she.
Hello, this is Officer Rogers from the probation department.
Yes, sir.
Listen now, you have been on probation for a little over a year now. Am I right, Faye?
Yes, sir. You are correct.
Now, you're supposed to be serving 2 years probation?
Two.
All right. Now, I'm giving you a call, actually, bringing you a bit of bad news, and I hate to do this, but you came in, Faye, a couple weeks ago and did a drug test. Am I right?
Uh-huh, I sure did. I did.
All right. Now, Faye, I hate to bring you some bad news, but the actual drug test that you took has come back positive.
Oh, you're a lie. That's a lie.
Wait a minute. Now, you came in a couple weeks ago. You took a drug test. This drug test has actually come in positive. Now, what I want to say to you is this. You're going to have to actually...
No, sir. My test wasn't positive. You got the wrong person.
Hold on a second. I either need you to come in to me, or I don't want to save the embarrassment of having to send a car out to pick you up.
Now, I don't give a damn how much embarrassment you're talking about, sir. I gave you some and my was good.
Ma'am, right now
say
I got you have a positive drug test. You have you come up positive, ma'am. Now you gotta
if
have to
we use your if they use your if they use mine.
We used the one that you brought us. Now
must have been the wrong one. Couldn't have been.
Ma'am,
sir. I'm sorry, sir, but I wouldn't have gave you no bad urine. It just wasn't me.
Ma'am,
now,
I don't want
to
have
go back to jail. I don't even know why you would call me with this nonsense. I got children. I'm trying to do right. I don't know why you would call me. I wouldn't have gave you no bad. That's not me. You said lie.
Ma'am,
you
listen. You actually have to come in and do another 3 months now.
Oh, sir. Y'all can come pick me up. I can for you right now. I can in your hand if you want me to.
Ma'am, your urine has come back positive of drugs. Now, I don't know any other way to explain it to you. You've been actually evidently using drugs again.
I'm trying to tell you, I don't use no drugs. I've been clean for a year and some months now. You got the wrong. That's not my.
Now, how do you?
I'm telling you that.
How do you know it's not yours, ma'am? It's got your name on the lid, everything. You have come back positive.
Well, evidently you put your name on it because that ain't my.
And
my would have came back. My would have came back good. You can't call me and tell me I gave you some bad. Can't
ma'am.
Call me and tell me that. That's a negative, sir. That's a double negative.
It's not a double negative. It's a double positive. You've actually come back positive. Faye is written here on the actual cup.
Maybe you have more than one Faye.
No. No, we don't have more than one Faye. You're the only Faye. I've actually double-checked that myself. You need to either come in or we're going to have to come out and haul you behind in here.
Well, I need you to come right now because I got the right now. Come right now. Come on.
Are you trying to tell me that if I come and pick you up and take your urine now, your urine is going to come up negative? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that. You're a double positive with that. My urine is going to come up negative.
Ma'am. I don't want to come out, haul you in front of your family, but you're actually going to be coming in and you're going to do 3 months. That's all I can tell you.
I'm gonna... confident, sir. You got the wrong Faye Allen or you got the wrong. It's one of the two. Might be both. You got the wrong. You got the wrong Faye.
I'm letting you.
No positive. I ain't had no positive. I'm trying to tell you, I got kids. I ain't had no positive.
Listen, ma'am, I'm telling you one more time. You either want to come in or want me to come and get you. Which one?
Let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to find out who the you have. Because that ain't my. Don't call me no more and tell me nothing about you got some that is not good. I gave you some good. How many times I got the for y'all? Y'all keep picking up people falsely accusing folks. Y'all had me saying some time, miss my children. Now I'm hot. I've been giving you good and you still want to with me. I'm tired. I ain't giving you no bad. calling him out like that. And where is my probation officer? You say your name is what?
My name is Officer Rogers.
Sir, I don't know Officer Rogers. Like I said, you might be the reason why the came back positive. You might be the reason. I need to speak with Mr. That's my probation officer. Officer, no, I have clean at all times. Mr. Rogers, you shouldn't be calling me.
I should be calling you because I'm going to, evidently, I'm going to have to come down and haul your behind in myself.
Well, you can bring your home. And when you come, you bring Mr. with you. He'll let you know I don't have no positive. You can come to my job.
You know what? There's one more thing that I need to.
Bring your home. Come on right now. Come on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
What is it, sir?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister, Allen.
I know one thing. Y'all play too much. Y'all play too much. He said that whooping. I was coming to give Mr. Rogers. She going to get that whooping.
Say you all right?
No positive. Get the hell out of me. Had me thinking I was doing drugs and didn't know about it. Somebody took care of nothing I know. I need y'all not to play with people like that.
Okay. Faye, you all right?
Hell no, I'm nervous as hell.
It's your sister. She put me up to it, baby.
Well, when you ever see her, you see what she looked like. I'm going to beat the hell out of her.
I got one more question for you, baby. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Once again, just as brilliant as ignorant as all times, all right? All right, got a lot of dates on the table. I think y'all know about most of them. What's coming up? October 19th, that's the Sweetest Day Comedy Jam. I don't have to tell you, Bill Bellamy, awesome comedian, awesome. Tommy Davidson, all tested and proven, awesome. Lou Nell, oh my God, awesome. Mark Curry, legend in the game, awesome. Tony Roberts, stupid as all get out. Sweetest Day Comedy Jam, a Saturday, October 19th in Chicago. That's Chi-Town. Do y'all miss the Chi?
Every day.
Yes. Every day. Born and raised. Yes. Every day.
What do you miss about Chicago, Illinois? Also, I'll be at the Wintrust Arena. That's what I'm trying to. That's what this pause is for. Wintrust Arena. Sweetest Day Comedy Jam. Now, back to my Chicagoans. What is it that you miss about Chi-Town? What is it?
My brother Fish, my cousin Larry.
Not kinfolk.
Yes. My Uncle Jack.
Who's Fish, Shirley?
Fish is my brother.
Oh, well, what about J&J Fish? Was that, you know, I'm just asking.
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day,
baby, yeah. Okay. I'm not sure about now because I no longer live there, but yeah, J&J, yeah.
Yeah, back in the
day. Call it what you miss.
Let me tell you something about Chicago. I miss everything. I miss everything about the city. That is one of the greatest cities in the world, but it is cold too long.
Can't handle
it. That is it. My mom lived there 35 years. My grandmama lived there 55 years. They was like,
Does the lake freeze over?
Yeah.
Is all that just completely freeze over?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And you lived there before?
I'm just asking. Yes.
And the food and the people.
It might not be too cold October 19th. That's all. I just want to see, you know, I'll be there. Do I need a mink? Do I need a leather? Do I need a sweater?
That would be nice. All of that.
You just never know.
Gloves, boots.
Stay ready.
You stay ready in the
shy,
baby.
Chi-Town, we coming, baby.
All right, nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.